What's up, everyone? Mark Lobiner, TigerFitness.com, alongside
Bryce Beal, Director of Performance for Legacy at Carbon.
So, Legacy at Carbon, as you know, is our facility in Franklin, Tennessee. We coach youth athletes. Again, big shout out to one of our athletes, Eric Hazard, just showed out this week. What was he named today? Like
top five for the, what was it, the Under Armour Next Combine off of Rivals website.
Crushed it, getting faster, stronger. That's what we do. But the purpose of this video is to educate you. So a lot of us are kind of caught in this hypertrophy space where all you hear from is hypertrophy coaches, because a lot of people come onto YouTube or whatever platform you're watching and they just want to gain muscle. But a lot of times what you'll notice is that stronger people are generally bigger and bigger people are generally stronger.
Yes.
So what we're seeing is one lifting modality that they're promoting, and that is an extremely slow eccentric, a pause in an hyper stretch position, and then a explosive concentric. Bryce actually was reading through some stuff and found something we'd love to share with you guys.
Yeah, so the big thing, and Mark kind of hit on the best, is you see people trying to essentially over exaggerate their eccentric. So for an athlete, in reality, think of it, if I'm squatting and I have a 8-second eccentric load with 315 pounds, the amount of damage you're doing is great if you want to be a bodybuilder. No offense to anyone that's
Yeah, of course.
But for an athlete, you're never really put in that position. So the reason for this is with kinetic energy and we'll say the rubber band effect, we want to be able to allow athletes to have a faster eccentric down, and then they can obviously drive straight up back into the hole, because we're wasting kinetic energy. We are literally wasting the rubber band effect, or the stretch reflex, stretch reflex effect. And when we do that, we literally eliminate all power.
So
we take it all out.
So even from an athletic training, performance, injury prevention standpoint, when you're running really fast and you slow down, you start with a fast eccentric and then you slow down with it. When you're doing a plyo or a box jump, you're landing and you're slowing it down, but the beginning of that landing is going to be a fast eccentric. So when training for actual movement that translates to the field, if you look at what you're doing, a fast eccentric will actually replicate what you're doing. I'm not saying remove slow eccentrics, because hypertrophy is part of the game. Like, in order to become as strong as possible, as powerful as possible, we need to build muscle. And that's why in methodologies like Exos, they have three phases. If you watched our stuff before, you know that. That is, hypertrophy is phase one, strength is phase two, power is phase three. The purpose of hypertrophy, one, is hyperplasia, putting more men in the boat. More muscle fibers, more muscle cells equals more muscle to be able to power you through and provide for that force that leads to strength and power.
Yeah, and if you look at some of the people, you know, powerlifters in general, when you see them box squat, a great example is box squat. When people go down and box squat, you see them going very, very, very slow, right? That's an eccentric. We want to use the kinetic energy and the stretch reflex energy. So we actually want to have a faster eccentric. So what you can do, and Louis does it best, you can add bands to make that eccentric faster, and then they'll be at a more relaxed state, which is what we want. We don't want people to be so tight and so squeezed in, or, and I hate saying the word locked in the sense of just muscular wise, because you actually want to use only 40 to 60% of your actual eccentric strength. Because if you're using all of it, you just wash out your concentric strength out the window.
Yeah.
What Louis says.
Yeah. So when looking at how to put this together, if you're a strength athlete, you also need to worry about hypertrophy. So we're not saying eliminate. What we're saying is periodize. What we're saying is to program in phases where you have faster eccentrics and where you have slower eccentrics. Essentially, if you undulate, you could do that on a daily or a weekly basis. Maybe one day you have faster eccentrics to elicit that power, that layman's terms, rubber band effect. That's what we've called it for decades. We go into different thing, goji, whatever. I'm saying goji, people are like, the yogurt squeeze? No, the yogurt
goji
squeeze.
Tendon.
Yes, we're not gonna go into that today, because that's what you're watching this for is, how do I apply this to my program? If you're after strength, you still need hypertrophy, because powerlifters, even the small guys, are pretty jacked. Yes. In fact, some of the most muscular people in the world aren't necessarily bodybuilders. Guarantee you this, Eddie Hall's got a lot of muscle, right? He's got a lot of muscle. He trains a lot of bodybuilding things, but the guy can also deadlift 1,000 pounds.
Yes.
So when I'm looking at how to put this into practice, if you undulate, you can basically do this daily, where one training session you can do faster eccentrics, and then you can periodize the next training session or a training session later, do slower for more hypertrophy. You could do that within the same workout with undulation. Undulating is basically periodizing within a day, week, or month period.
Yeah. You can add this in a variety of ways, you know, and Mark said faster or slower. You know, think about just different movements in general. Think about adding band tension during it, even if it is minimal. One of the examples Lily gives is benching with 40 to 60% of your load, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was 40 to 60% of load.
With minimal band tension, so I'll say like maybe 25% band tension, and going 1 to 3 inches off your chest. And you're just creating that initial kinetic energy to be used the entire time, where reality is, you know, everyone's trying to go as fast as possible. Like, you can train different ranges in this, in different movements, even partial reps too, because as long as there's a muscle stretch, this is going to allow, obviously, the other end of it, in the sense of the stretch reflex, to be used. Because if we jump off of this into a depth drop, there is actual no eccentric to it.
No.
There's no stretch reflex, so to speak, because it's not loaded. You're loading the eccentric part, like in the sense of us stopping ourselves, yes. And that's another part of this conversation that you can have, is you can do these reps in different terms, in the sense of, you know, jump off a table, launch yourself off, and you're now doing over speed eccentrics.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a variety of ways you can handle this in your programming, or even as a kid. Like, I'll be honest, go on a playground, jump off stuff, jump off tables, like go back to when you're 10, 11, 12. And that's probably when you're the most stable and joint friendly athlete you possibly ever were.
Yeah, and so look at standard periodization. All I see people doing is hypertrophy, and that's great, but let's look at a standard 4-week block, okay? So I want to do 12 total weeks, 4 weeks, 4 weeks strength. Let's say 4 weeks we do hypertrophy, then 4 weeks we do strength, then maybe we do hypertrophy again. Okay, so that's 12. So let's say the 4 weeks hypertrophy, we do slower eccentrics. Then we get into a strength phase, and I'm just using 4 weeks we can do 8 weeks, let's say, where you go into a powerlifting block. And if you look at bodybuilders, a lot of them started out as powerlifters. I see a lot of issues with bodybuilders and professionals. A lot of these really good bodybuilders started out as powerlifters, or at least started out with a powerlifting base. So maybe for 4 weeks, you do an eccentric, fast eccentric program where you're going faster, and then you go back to the slower eccentrics in the next block. So there's a way to program this. When looking at hypertrophy, look at the complete picture. Getting as strong as possible, progressively overloading, allowing your body to adapt to higher loads, will equal more muscle in the long term. So just looking at this is the way to perform the perfect rep. That is true. I can say that would be the perfect rep. Okay, you want to come up, you want to come down slow, perfect. However, there's nuance. You should always program in things that will help you gain in either strength or hypertrophy. So if you're focusing on hypertrophy all the time, I think you're going to miss the boat, because you will not get as strong as you can, which means less load, less progression, less hypertrophy.
And you can do it 100 different ways. Like, there is no one specific way to do any of this. That's why there's so much education out there, but people just don't want to read between the lines. They want to look at, hey, you know, 10 sets of 10, old school, okay, that's great, phenomenal. And then you look at anyone on Instagram, you're doing 12, 10, 8, 12, 10, 8, you're doing a pyramid. There's hundreds of ways to do all of this.
And all of them get some kind of results. Yeah. We're arguing for minuscule stuff. At the end of the day, if you train really hard, if you train intense, and you go close to or to failure, you're gonna make pretty good gains. But As you get to that level, you start to look for more and more and more. And that's where this plays in. The problem with how we speak, the fact there's no perfect program, there's no money in that. I can't sell an app for $230 a month by saying that, hey, here's a bunch of programs. You get these on other apps. There's no money in that. It's got to be like, hey, here's the only way to train. Got to do videos shitting on other people's training. When in reality, a lot of these guys have gotten great results. What I would ask myself isn't, what would he have gotten if he trained a certain way? My question would be beyond genetics. What did he do right that led to those gains? Instead of just shitting on everybody's training style, let's take the good from it, mix it in with the good from everything else, and come up with something that works best for the individual. Does that make sense?
Yeah, 100%. You can see it at Legacy every day. Like today we'll have lower body on hand, and they'll, I bet you, 1, 2, 3, 5 different types of squats going on. Mm-hmm. And that's where the nuance plays in, is every kid is different, every athlete's different. Every bodybuilder's different. We all react differently.
And where they're at in their program. Like, yep. Do we have some baseball players who are in season? We have some football players who are getting ready for spring, who have their real season down the road. We got shot putters who are in season, so we have to prime them for their shots. Basketball players. You name the sport, we have. Like, we have every sport covered. Wrestling, they're in their off season, so now we can actually put some muscle on them, so they could actually dominate a higher weight class. I don't want a 106 kid wrestling at 106 next year. I want him to be a lean, mean, muscular 120 or 130. With puberty, he could be 200 pounds. We don't even know.
But that's the thing, guys. It's like, everyone tries to nitpick on what everyone else is doing. The reality is, you watching this can learn from us. I can learn from anyone else, and that's what I do. And that's what we both do. Like, there's no perfect program for anyone. They're 100%.
I'm pretty sure I can't learn much from Joel Seedman, though.
No, I can't learn a damn thing.
Anyway, guys, hey, how do you support us? LegacyAtCarbon.com. If you're looking at training for yourself or for your child, we do programming for all ages. I mean all ages. We'll program for toddlers. LegacyAtCarbon.com if you're in the Franklin, Tennessee area. We also do where your kid, we actually have a few kids do this, getting time, summertime coming up, is that kids fly in, they spend a week with us, and we make them bigger, stronger, faster in that week and send you home with something that they can use. Those are available as well, LegacyAtCarbon.com. How do you support me? TigerFitness.com. Buy all your supplements from TigerFitness.com. You don't want Ruckus to starve, do you? It's a cute golden doodle. You don't want Ruckus to starve. Ruckus is a hungry dog. He eats raw food. So TigerFitness.com, that's my site. Buy all your nutritional supplements from there. Follow us everywhere. Again, Bryce, where are you at?
Bryce Beal at Twitter, Instagram, those two.
And just his name. B-I-E-L, B-R-Y-C-E-B-I-E-L. For those of you illiterate fools out there, like me, I would misspell his name if I didn't know.
Misspells it. And then,
how do you feel? I'm Lobliner. And for me, it's at Mark Lobliner. We have a nightly talk show, it's called Evening Rants, myself and Alan Roberts. Guys on YouTube watch this might not know this. Number one primetime show on X and Rumble. It's rumble.com/TigerFitness. I made it easy for y'all. We simulcast it with other channels. X.com or twitter.com/MarkLobliner. Visit us there. Of course, subscribe to this channel, like this video. But the best way to support, either if you don't need coaching and everything or Legacy at Carbon, go to tigerfitness.com. That's how I pay my bills. Thanks for watching, guys. That's not a game.